Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, one half of the non-award-winning TLNA duo of Ian Lee and what's her name? I just want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this podcast possible. GELaw.co.uk. Big up, Gregorian! Richard Gregorian and his team will make your divorce go as smoothly as possible. They will treat you like human beings and make sure that you do not get any worse a relationship with your ex-partner, and it really helps for the kids as well. At Poseidon Safe, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Devon and Cornwall safer. Well done, Nick. Thank you. We need more people like Nick and more dogs like Zeus to make this country and this world a much better place. Hey, 34sp.com is an ethical web hosting site. If you use the code TLNA, you will get 3 months web hosting absolutely free. And finally, we're sponsored by the mighty, mighty Viz. If you want three issues of Viz for a quid, go to subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That is subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That's subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. On with the show.
Cup of Red Bush. For the lady. For the pretty lady.
Oh, let me put me like
I look like your dad or something here.
I look like my dad.
I look like your dad. I look like a dad that is old enough to be your dad. Orville.
Who is your very best
Mango
friend?
Has subbed straight away and the show hasn't even started. Well, the show has started. This is it. Thank you, Mango. Hey, Criv. Lee. Lynch. Thank you, Lynch. It's good to see you, Lynch. This is going to be it. We've got 9,629 subs to the YouTube channel, which is pretty...
Do you know what? I might put a little bit of blusher on now where I can see just how pale I look on these cameras.
Yeah. Okay. Let us. What am I going to do? What are we going to do? Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. The show is. This is it. We're in. We're starting early. Sometimes we feel like starting early.
Yeah.
We might finish a little bit early because I've got college tomorrow. But I've worked out. I can leave this house at 10 to 7 in the morning.
You've been getting up at daft o'clock, haven't you?
When?
On a Thursday. And you mean getting up at like 6?
So I reckon I can get up at 6:30, get up and go.
Yeah, stick all your clothes out ready.
If you may have noticed, I'm going through a thing of just wearing, I'm like Fonzie, I'm just wearing white t-shirts.
Oh, is that so you can be like Banana Man stroke Eric?
Yeah.
See, it makes no difference. Can't.
Oh, well, it's because you've got it too bright.
No. No such thing, man.
My hair's a little bit too slick back now.
That's brighter still. Look, that's not even that bright.
Let's open Skype. That's what I was going to do. Oh, by the way, got some great advertisers. We had some great meetings with some advertisers. We have got a space, though. I've got to write this down. We have got a space the week beginning the 19th of October. If you want to sponsor us, we have got a space. The Blaze is great. We bought that in Manchester. We have got a space starting the 19th of October. If... Someone said no one's going to call you. I think they used the F word for homosexual, but they missed out the A. So it was fugs.
Gosh.
Man, and the speed. Gatford's on fire tonight. I barely saw it. I barely saw it, and Gatford knocked it out of the park.
Gosh, Ross plays Fortnite competitively and throws language like that around.
Well, let's just hope that Epic Games don't find out.
He hasn't streamed recently. What a shame.
You're a homophobe.
Oh, what a shame. He's not streaming.
That's a shame, guys. Let's open Skype. I want some phone calls tonight. We've got a voice message from 3:30. Let's see what that is, shall we?
Who could that be?
Let's have a little listen.
Give me the hearing device.
Here we go.
Hi, Ian.
It's coming through the wrong speakers. It's all right. This is all right. This is what you get.
Best we find this out now.
This is what you get coming on.
We don't want to get called names by another child, do we?
You get the Burt Reynolds effect. Right.
Nick here from Vivian Claw. Not really spoken to you since you've started to go on Twitch.
It's our agent.
So I'll give you a ring on Monday's show, about 9:30, and we can speak then about some job opportunities. Oh, and the stuff I've told you about John Grant, it's not, I repeat, not for broadcasting. Okay. Who? See you soon. Speak Monday. Bye-bye.
Who?
Who?
Oh, two.
Also, his accent's changed somewhat, hasn't it?
Slightly. Slightly too much echo, is there, Jim? Deal with it. I didn't get sued by him anyway, so those videos are back.
There's a surprise.
Those videos are back up. Deal with it. we are looking good. We're feeling it. I'm not quite sure about the slick back hair. It makes my hair too high.
No. Au contraire.
I've recorded... I'm really enjoying doing these Man Up Snowflake things, and I kind of just record them. I'm really runny nose. I'm good, but I've got runny nose.
Have you done another one?
Well, I like recording little chunks. So I did 10 minutes because I was sat in my garden feeling content. And I thought, oh, I should capture this. I should capture this and try and work out what it is that has made me feel content to see, A, because it will help me, and also see if any of these things might help somebody else as well.
Right.
So I've recorded another little 10-minute bit. If you're not signed up to the Patreon, you've got to sign up because... It was supposed to be like one podcast for the $10 people or $5 and two for the $20. I'm just knocking these podcasts out, man. I'm just knocking them out. They'll be available eventually for free on the Ian Lee bonus stream. But the first one doesn't go up until, it's like 10 weeks later. So the first one doesn't go up until, I think, December the 5th.
So there'll be old news.
That's old news. Let's get some drops. I'm going to get some drops in as well for next week's show. And it's going to reach new heights. We'll do the topics today, but someone call us with stuff to say, right?
Yeah.
We are being sponsored in a couple of weeks. We've got some great sponsors coming up. Next week, we've got the Survivalist game. We've got some codes to give out.
That game looks amazing.
It looks nuts. It looks nuts. So they're sponsoring us next week. And we've got some codes to give you for different formats. And then the week after, for a month, we're being sponsored by a high-end, top-of-the-market drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre. Huh? What? Like I keep running my nose and it's...
Mine's going a little bit as well.
It's just a runny nose, I promise. A really swish... rehabilitation center is sponsoring us, which is like, I mean, wow, that's incredible, you know. So if you want to be you don't have to be a high-end rehabilitation center. You can be a one-man band, either literally you playing all the instruments, or you're a small independent business. Latenightalternative at gmail.com. Send us an email, and it's hundreds, not thousands, and it's the low hundreds. Thank you.
Hello.
It's the low hundreds. Okay, let me turn that. There we go. Oh, lady cat, why you claw me when you can jump?
Not me, there's an actual cat.
Why you claw me when you can jump?
She's given up.
So the show is taken off in so many exciting directions. Let me turn the heating down.
Down? Okay, it's a good job I got my coat on, innit?
Well, it's my house. And it's boiling.
What he means is, it's his house, yes, admittedly so. It's not boiling. It's a temperature that a human being would enjoy. Rather than one. Great. Rather than one that you put in a snake's tank if you want to get them out, if you want them to be nice and placid, which is how he likes it.
Hmm? Big boy, I know you've been a knob.
Oh, no, it's the other way around, isn't it, with snakes? Do you have to have it cold so that they... If it's too warm, that... I don't know, whichever.
Big boy, oh, we can't see it because I haven't plugged it. Big boy ate his dinner. Quickest, sharpest.
Well, he's not messing about. He's not messing about. He's already seen his dinner be munched once before his very eyes.
Have I reload that camera? Yeah, I have. Jesus, every time. Every time. Won't be there already.
Look at all these empty.
Just had that, 7, isn't it?
There it is. Although I suspect we've had all the action we're going to have for a little while.
He'll go for a little walk in a bit.
Yeah.
He'll go for a little walk in a bit, but he's eating that.
It's warm, snakes are active. Right, so you turn the temperature down if you want them to calm down, right?
So, big things coming in the world of this show in terms of sponsorship, but we've still got room. We've still got room for more sponsors. Let me just... this feels like a very low energy start to the show.
Well, we're barely, really.
Very low energy. We've got less viewers than Zaffa Cakes.
Yeah, but they don't think we're on yet. Now they're all piling in, look.
Destroy him!
I say piling.
I will find Destroy him! Finish him. Kill him. Create a dashboard. Love it. It's not grey in my hair, it's grey hair. That's the colour of the hair, is it? I like it. How about a sing song? We could do. Phone up. People phone up. We were speaking to one of the sponsors today and it was really interesting actually. They asked us some really interesting questions and one of them was, where do you see this going? What do you want this to be? And I said, Jason Stratham has subscribed for 7 months, currently on a 4-month streak. I'd love to know what happened in that break. I said I would like this to be a successful phoning show where we have themes and we have like kind of threads, you know. Michael
and his slipper tree.
It's the slipper tree.
Oh.
And that's why we don't play that song anymore.
So it might not have been his.
Couldn't it? It might have just been next door.
Wow.
So we want this to be a really successful phone-in show. But for that to happen, you've got to phone in. And for that to happen, some of you pussies are saying you need topics. All right. I can sort that out for you. We've got
hot topics. Hot topics.
We've got a shed load of topics that we asked for from you guys. Yesterday. So let's get the tops. Up and running. Now these should whet your whistle.
Can't wait for this.
So if I go here, I redid it.
When I was walking back from school today, I met one of my youngest daughter's friend's dad's, and the kids walked on together, and I was talking to the dad, and he actually said to me,
"Please don't touch me."
No, he didn't say that this time.
I'm saying that.
He said to me, "Have you ever wondered what happened to white dog poo?" I said, "More often than you would realise in my life."
Well, you know why we don't get white dog poo, don't you?
Yeah, because of calcium.
There we go.
So I told him and spoiled his fun.
Yeah.
He was ready to talk about it all the way home. I said to him, "It's because it's something to do with the calcium in their dog
food." Let's get these topics up.
Can't wait. The anticipation is building.
Some of them are rubbish. It's harder to come up with topics. Here's the thing. We are too subtle for you because we do topics all the time, right?
We just don't say call me now at the end of it.
It's all done in conversazione.
It's all done in conversation. So, where is the thing from here? We're getting there. We're getting there. Phone and show, new video, Donald Trump.
I remember hats, that guy.
Scotch, football.
Dinosaur man.
Where is it? Here we go, got it. Right, so we got topics,
exciting,
right?
Exciting. Let's see what they came up with.
So you twats had better phone in. We could take inspiration from Nick Abbott, A to Z of the week. Oh my God, Nick Abbott's shows over New Year's and Christmas when he's doing the A to Z.
Why don't we do one on this day and just like use someone right. else's website?
So we did the first one from Spider, but we'll do it again, right?
Yeah.
He says, I can do this and only recently learned that lots of others cannot. And then it's a quote. Some people can voluntarily control the tensor tympani, a muscle within the ear. Contracting these muscles produces vibration and sound. The sound is usually described as a rumbling sound.
I'm doing it now.
I can do it. And then I said how I thought every night, retro salary man, thank you. Every night, I thought someone was coming up the stairs to kill me when I was a kid because I would hear dum, 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 dum. And it was just me with my head against the pillow. So that. Here we go. Right. But you lot need to call in about this or anything. I just don't know how to stress that you can call in about anything. Oh, we missed a call. Sorry. No, that isn't going to help, is it?
Well, that's we've got egg on our faces now.
At least it's egg this time.
Yeah.
And we go.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ian and Catherine on the Late Night Alternative. I believe we missed your call. How can we help you?
I'm Tyler Johnson.
You're what, sorry?
It's Tyler.
Oh, right.
Hello, Tyrone.
Tyler. They used to ring us before.
Oh, Tyler! What's happened to your phone, man? The signal's terrible.
Wow.
How are you doing? I was thinking about you the other day, not in that way.
I'm calling the police.
Why are you calling the police?
I was joking.
Okay, I wouldn't open with that one. What's going on, man? You sound distressed.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on, Tyler? You sound distressed.
I'm dying.
Okay. We're all dying.
I've got to go. I'm dying.
Oh, 203 286 6370. This is the best phone-in show out there. This is the best phone-in show out there. What you heard there, I believe, was a soul in pain and trying to communicate. So, yeah, that's life. That's life. That is life. Don't worry, I don't think he's dying in the sense that some of you might imagine. I'm just aware that some of you don't know.
He phoned us quite a bit at the beginning of this.
So I'm not worried about him in that respect, but I am, I'm concerned, you know, when there's a young man who is clearly struggling with something. Tyler, I'd love to talk to you, without any judgment, you know, from our part, if you'd be up for that.
Mm.
Let's go to Big Boy Cam, because I just heard a noise. No.
Where is he?
He'll be under that sofa on the right. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. Mm. So, we're going through topics that you lot set.
So, by that rationale... Should light up because this is what you want to talk about.
Should light up.
should light up. So TYTD Reviews says, which five fictional characters, very specific, would you and Catherine have on your team to pull off the perfect bank heist and why?
Okay.
0203-286-6370. Those questions are open to you as well. I don't like the dinner party question. This is the dinner party question.
Kind
isn't
of,
it?
Isn't it?
I don't like the dinner party question. Five Hulks, says Barty. Okay. Trent says that's an awesome topic. Okay, we'll call in.
I would say the Invisible Man, but that's going to attract attention, isn't it?
See, fictional, yeah. I mean,
Invisible Man can let you in to the bank.
Well, Invisible Man can just go and do it.
No, because you'll see the money floating. That would attract attention.
Hulk, Invisible Man. I just have the Avengers.
All right, sorted.
I'll have five of the... Any five of the Avengers. No problem with
well,
which one.
Well, four of the Avengers.
Thank you for the sub.
Four of the Avengers and Tom Cruise on elastic, because he's good at that.
Yes. Mike says, is this starting earlier than nine now?
Sometimes.
The vibe is kicking in at nine, but if we're sat around and we're just feeling it, we might start a little bit earlier than nine. So what I would suggest is follow, click follow here, and you can click a button that will give you an alert when we go live. Also, follow me on Twitter, and it gets announced on Twitter. So you get a little ping saying that we are live. Mm. So yeah. You've not really missed much, have they, Kath?
Well.
Not really much.
Well.
Nah.
Maybe a bit.
0203-286-6370 is the phone number. We are going through your topics. Andy says, I like this now. I like this one.
Yeah.
Cash in the attic. Let's see which fans have the best load of junk in their trunk. So this is what I would like you to do, right? I would like you to go to your attic, your garage. No, here's where I'd like you to go. Here's where I'd like you to go. Your attic, your garage, the boot of your car, your bedside table or under your bed. And grab one thing and bring it, and then Skype us in and show us. So those are the only places you can go to. And I would say attic or garage, but I'm aware it's 9 o'clock at night and not everyone wants to go up and not everyone can and not everyone can go to the garage. So attic, garage, boot of car, bedside cabinet, under the bed. Go and grab one thing and let's have a little look.
Now, I would go to my boot now because there's some stuff in there. But I'm liable to come a cropper because there is a trap in your driveway.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a big hole, which we've now discovered is a well.
Is a well.
Yeah, it's a well.
I'm hoping to...
On the show yesterday.
Yeah, but only briefly. And I didn't know how much you'd explored it.
Well, I started... So there is... I was told that there, the dip in my driveway, there used to be a well. And today I was putting some rubbish in the bin. We're not taking answers for that on the chat. You've got a phone up. And as I was coming back from the bin, I thought, oh, let me just kick away some of these stones. And I kicked and I kicked and it went down quite deep and there were still stones. So I thought, well, let me get on my hands and knees. And I was digging with my hands. I don't like stones, the feeling of stones in my fingers. It's horrible. So I didn't do it too much, but it went down quite deep. So I'm going to dig up. I'm going to film me. I'm going to make a movie of me digging up the well at the front of my... drive.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm relieved that that's actually there because I just, you know, I'm clumsy.
Yeah.
Lots of people sharing the mega mix of Bob Mortimer falling over.
Yeah.
I could probably rival that. I fall over quite a lot. I'm glad it wasn't just me. There is an actual death trap there.
There is a potential death trap. Yeah. Hello, caller.
It's Arthur Caddick, the head of the Caddick clan. Arthur Caddick, my son Alan's your biggest fan.
Okie dokie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, the calls are coming in. Good evening.
Hello. I've been to the bedside cabinet.
Oh.
Here we go.
Dangerous.
Two things. Right. What looks to be...
A plastic bag for an asphyxie wank.
No. What looks to be like for like... what are those things you put at the head of your bed?
Big nuts.
Big nuts. Yeah, that's right. Bag of big nuts.
Spare nuts. And, I like it.
And an old Nokia phone... Which does this, look. Oh, no. Like a matrix.
Show me the front.
Show the front.
Show me the front. Second phone I ever had. The second phone I ever had. Yeah, and it was really popular because it was matrix styly. They were one of the biggest selling phones of all time.
Yeah. And I never got rid of this one, and I imagine it's because of the fact that it does, although it doesn't close properly all the time.
No. It's got is it one of those ones that's got a little pull? Can you pull the aerial out?
Hold on, I'll just check. I put the phone down. No, this is... Though I did... My very first phone was sold by Securicore.
Okay.
And it did have a mast that you could put up.
And you know that didn't... You know the pull-out aerials didn't do anything?
Oh, I know. It was cosmetic, wasn't it?
It was cosmetic. It was because people...
Expected
people
one.
Expected like it to be like a walkie-talkie job, so they would put it in. But it was just a little bit of plastic connected to nothing. Maybe that was my first phone. First phone. My second phone was a big old chunky thing. And it was chunky because if it ran out of battery, you could put in 6 AA's or 8 AA's and you'd get about 15 minutes phone time out of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were in your bedside cabinet. Why are they in your bedside cabinet, Lord Gatford?
I'm guessing these are in the bedside cabinet because they're to do with the bed that it's next to.
Throw them away.
Well, probably.
And that's the thing. Whenever you get a new appliance and you get all the booklets and all the little spares and all of that, and you go, I'll put these in a cupboard because I'll need it. Trust me, as a 47-year-old man who has done this so many times, you will never need those things ever again. Throw them away.
And you'll have a drawer full of spares for things you do not own anymore.
Yep. Chargers. Okay, all of your chargers, throw away.
I won't take that back upstairs. It will stay downstairs and get thrown away in my clear out tomorrow. But I'm afraid I'm keeping hold of this.
Yes.
Well, I've been told that the trend is saying in the chat the Nokia 8110 sells for about £100.
No.
Right, Catherine, I'm gonna look on eBay, but I just need you to look away from. You know. Okay. Well, let's, this is his. By the way. This is a topic that we're doing, but we're smuggling it under the radar. I've already bought Catherine's Christmas present. Oh. So the topic could be, have you bought someone's Christmas present? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Right? I bought Catherine. You're not getting one. Yours is the gift of love. I had an idea this morning. I was coming back from Tesco and I thought, I wonder if that exists. And I came back and I looked and it did. So I bought it. But here's the thing, you know, Catherine, I don't know if you know this, Gatford. I think you probably do, but I can't be trusted around eBay. So I've given Catherine my eBay login. And every now and then I'll find something I want or need and say to Catherine, could you buy this for me? And she buys it, but it's my login and stuff.
Yeah.
So I saw this thing today and I thought, well, I need to buy this. I can't ask her to buy it. So maybe I'll set up a dummy account, buy this and then close it. So I clicked, it was a buy now thing. So I clicked on buy now and then it said, would you like to log in or buy as a guest?
Oh, you can do that.
Yes, mate. You can buy as a guest. It leaves no trail.
And so it begins again.
Well, apart from your address, they don't know who you are.
No. They've got none of my deets. Well, they've got my address, but I haven't got a login. Yeah. I haven't got a SEPA account. I haven't got to worry about reviews. It is beautiful. But I won't be doing it again. But I did buy Catherine's Christmas present.
Do you want me to...
So I need to go on eBay. That's it. So just look away while I go to eBay, because just in case there's any residual there of what I bought. Oh, there is. All right, hang on. What is it? A Nokia 8110?
I think so, yeah. There's no number on the back, but I do vaguely remember you saying that a minute ago.
It's a different phone, you absolute... Whoever said that, it's a different phone.
Oh, God, someone said that we'll get for adding that plastic bag with roll plugs, so don't trust their expertise.
It's
wrong.
A 7110E.
7110. This is... But people on the internet don't have a clue. It's got one bid at £12.20. So I think
that's better than a slap in the face with a wet dipper. I'm on it.
It is, isn't it? It is.
I might be able to afford another fridge at this rate.
Can I come back now?
You can come back now. Sorry, Catherine. You can come back. Gatford, thank you for taking part in the topics.
I know, on topic and everything. Hey, everybody, call up the show. Goodbye.
But there we go. What a nice guy. And that's how we do topics. Is I bought a Christmas present. And we didn't think you needed us to go. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? What have you bought? Have you done a sneaky sneaksy? Have you had a great idea?
Maybe you're one of those people who buys throughout the year.
Yeah. So...
call me now. 0203-286-6370.
I reckon that's a little bit better. There we go.
Yeah.
So 0203-286-6370. I've stopped getting emails saying Ian went live. Has anyone received theirs? There could be a problem with the old Twitchingtons. It does happen. So follow me on Twitter and then you get alerted.
Doesn't look like you're subscribed.
You don't have to be subscribed to get the alert.
Oh, really?
To follow,
you have to follow, right.
So there's a good phone in, right? What is in your garage, your attic, the boot of your car, your bedside table, or underneath your bed? Oh my God, I'm terrified.
There's some sort of device.
What the... Oh, you dirty boy. Dirty, dirty boy. Was that a Tomy Mastertronic, or is that a rip-off of Tomy?
It's a Tomytronic field game.
Okay, and can you tell us, can you describe the 3D stereo Sky Fighters images that you can see?
It's actually...
He's getting a migraine, look.
I don't think you can be able to see. I don't know if you can see anything through that at all.
You need to go up a bit. We're looking underneath it, so we need to just shift it a bit.
Put the eye holes on us.
There we go. No, we can't. You've got it slightly wrong angle. It's tricky. It's tricky.
Yeah. It uses the light.
So what is
just like a wee airplane that flies about.
If I remember, you just kind of move like that way, don't you, and that. Is that the game?
Yeah, it flies in a circle, and right. Then you control it. It's just you either go up or down. It's not very. It's like one of those.
Go on, sorry, Raymond. Go on.
I was going to say it's very similar to one of the little watch clock games, except it's a bit more. It's in a fancy case. It's not anything super. Stereo thing is just the sound.
My 8-year-old wants the new Oculus Quest VR.
Right.
I'm wondering if I can give him one of them.
I think you'd get away with it, yeah.
And say, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Raymond. Excellent stuff. Where was that, by the way?
I live in a flat, so I don't have an attic, but I have a spare room full of junk. Would you like to see my junk spare room? It's a mess.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I would.
Genuinely, it's truly shocking.
Oh, I've got a spare room like that.
This is exciting. I used to, and then we had kids.
The reason why it's full of crap is because of kids.
Uh-huh.
It was the playroom, but no one can play in there anymore.
Actually,
that's not too bad. That's just debris.
Oh, look at those joysticks. What are those joysticks for, man?
They're arcade sticks I made myself for my RetroPie.
You are a filthy, filthy man. My God. I have to get my RetroPie up and running. I've got some Game & Watch games on my RetroPie, which we can play at some point. Go on, move around. Let's have a look. Let's see what else we got.
That's my old electric bike that is now broken.
Oh.
The front wheel got smacked. The front wheel that has a motor on it got cracked. So it's not safe anymore to cycle.
But and are you going to fix it?
It's too expensive to fix.
So you're keeping it for?
I'm keeping it because sentimental reasons.
Sentiment, yeah. Of course, Mr. Trebus. We completely understand. Raymond, thank you. That would be such a lovely guest room.
Yes, it would. I'll meet you and invite the guest to encourage me to tidy it up.
Raymond, thank you very much, mate. I love it. Have a good evening. 0203 286.
That wasn't as bad as I'd imagined.
6370.
You could see some flaw.
I had, I've seen worse.
I've owned worse.
I've had significantly worse. What this turns out we're onto a winner here. This is a great topic. Thank you, Andy. What have you got in your attic, your garage, your boot of your car, your bedside table, or underneath the bed? Hello, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Hey, we're
good,
all
thanks,
right.
Man. How are you doing?
I don't know. Well, I've gone upstairs because we're in the process of moving. But in this process of moving, I seem to have found a whole load of board games which are pointless now, which you might like or not. I'll let me flip the camera around if I can do that.
Let's have a look.
How do you do that? I don't know how Skype works, to be honest. All right, I've done it. So we've got Brick Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most things I bought from charity shops in the last few weeks, so even though I'm moving, I want more crap.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Matchroom Snooker Quiz. No, hang on. Endorsed by
Dennis. But it's not what, read the full title. It's not called Snooker Quiz.
The Matchroom Snooker Quiz game.
Snooker Quiz game. just to hammer home, you are meant to be having fun. That kid's dead now.
There's a table, there's balls.
Oh, that looks wicked. That looks wicked.
Now, imagine if you were a kid in the 80s and you didn't have enough room for a snooker table.
Yep.
What could you do? You can play, not that, no, no, Championship Snooker with Stephen Hendry. It's the fun, super fun snooker game for all the family.
Surely the super fun snooker game for all the family is snooker.
Ooh, what's this?
No, because you haven't got enough room for a snooker table.
That's true.
You can play snooker on a ball.
Oh,
Jesus.
That looks like they've taken snooker and taken all the joy from it and then ironed it flat.
Wow, that looks boring. Oh, my God. That looks terrible.
We've got family fortunes.
Classic. Nice.
With a variation of Bob Mugger. Go, let's look at the families. Look at the families.
It's not very diverse. I mean, he's got a fantastic tash there.
Let's go and have a look at the other side. Who's on the other side?
Same family, but in different order.
Joe Biden, look. Yes. Joe Biden. And that's me as a kid next to him. Look at that. There we go. Wow.
That's very popular on the Skype quiz on a Saturday that everyone likes.
Family Fortunes. We had we bought a modern version of that. Yeah. Again, in the charity shop, Vernon Kay era. You can't go wrong with Family Fortunes, except I'm guessing that's about 30 years old. And the references will be meaningless to anyone under the age of 40.
Yeah.
There is name famous people on the radio as a question, which is obviously full of people you can't mention anymore.
Oh, go on. Who's on there? Who are the answers?
Hang on, let me find this.
Oh, here we go.
Challenge Annika game. Can you complete the challenge?
Action-packed game of thrills and spills.
3, 2, 1, blockbusters. They're all here.
I love this stuff.
The Family Fortune 4, but it does have one of the scores of 69. There's the toy money.
Wow.
Now I've got to find the question now, which is all the... Oh, here it is, I think. Yeah.
Of course it's straight at the top, you naughty boy.
Of course it is. Name a disc jockey. Right? There are however many answers. Nine answers.
All right, I'm going straight in. Savile.
Savile, of course, is there. 9 points.
Wow. 9 points.
Go on, Catherine, you'll go.
Diddy David Hamilton.
4 points for Diddy David Hamilton.
I'm cheating a little bit. I saw it on there. Wogan.
Yes.
Wogan's top answer, 29.
Yeah.
Harry Cornflake, DLT.
He's on 10.
Yeah. I'm going to go Kenny Everett.
Surprisingly, no Kenny Everett.
Okay.
What about Tony Blackburn?
Tony Blackburn, 12.
Beautiful. Okay. Kid Jensen.
He's not on there. Sorry, should have been on that channel.
What about Gary
Davis? No, that's too early for Gary Davis.
It's a bit too early for Gary Davis. Yeah. Wow. 1982, this kid. Oh, 1981 it came out.
Oh, Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds, 11.
Yeah, we go.
There are three left, and they're all less than 10.
Jeez.
One of them was on Radio 2 for a dog's age.
Oh, it used to use quite racist language off air. Jimmy Young.
If you say he did, then he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
7 points.
Stuart. What's his name? Ed Stewart.
Yes, the author of one of the world's greatest ever autobiographies. He's on 2.
Oh, about when he... I want to get a copy of that and read extracts of that.
Particularly when he meets his wife.
He meets his girlfriend, his wife, who's 13 years old.
And you've got one left, which... Yeah, he's a famous name, but you probably wouldn't be one that would go straight to mind. I can't really think of a clue either, because it's one of those names from the past.
Fluff Freeman.
No, surprised he's not on there.
The Roscoe fella.
No, Emperor Roscoe's not on there.
Emperor Roscoe.
I think you've run out of lies, but you can still geek best, and it's your show.
No, go on, who is it?
Pete Murray.
Pete Murray. There we go. Mark Dolan, someone suggested, and Dan Wootton. Okay. And so what are you going to do with those board games?
Well, I'm going to keep them, obviously, and never play them until my wife chucks them out. But she's downstairs, so she'll probably chuck them out as soon as she hears this.
I love a good haul of board games. Well, and it popped up on my Facebook Marketplace the other day. 6 board games, all complete, all failing you, £15. And I was desperate for it, but they've gone. Someone else has got them. Probably Richard's got them.
Plus, Richard, Christmas is looking proper boring this year, so you might need them. Don't throw them away yet.
I mean, I've stolen your idea because we do a Skype quiz on a Saturday. We're doing You Bet this week just because we've stolen
it. Nice.
Listen, watching old TV and doing quizzes on the internet, I, as much as I'd like to, I don't think Catherine and I can claim full credit for it. I suspect some of the others have done it before us, but may God bless you for saying you've stolen it off us.
Well, that's fine. I'm happy to steal it, but not happy to give you any money for the race.
Richard, nice to talk to you. Thank you for that, mate.
Thank you. And
cheers. Bye-bye. There we go. I enjoyed that.
I think we've got a topic that's taken.
There we go. Turns out you guys want topics. Lazy bastards. Right, we missed this call here. Let's give Lee a quick call. Hello, Lee.
Mr. Lee.
Pete, we'll come to you in a second. You'll be next. I can see you ringing in. You'll be next.
Remember these things?
Oh, yeah, love it. Game & Watch. Yeah. I used to have... Donkey Kong 2. They're beautiful.
Still works. Look, this is before he was Super Mario. He just worked in a factory. And he has to, pass the bottles from one side to the other. And if he fails, he gets told off by his boss.
Yeah, those are great. Have you got any of the other ones?
Oh, I've got a fair few, but they don't work. This is the only one that works. This is the oldest
one. I had Donkey Kong 2, which I loved. And, they were so expensive. And if you had one and you were in the school playground, you were a king.
Yeah.
But on my Raspberry Pi, my emulator, Lee, it's got all of the Game & Watch.
Not very good, are they?
No.
It's a bit ambitious calling it a watch, isn't it? What are you going to do with that?
You can set an alarm on it. bit of sellotape. You could say, but those were treasure. To have that was.
I really wanted one.
Very, very cool.
I didn't have one, Catherine. That's a sad tale. No. I just looked it up on eBay. It's only worth £20. It probably cost that much new. Anyway,
I really wanted something like that. But what I got was, do you remember those things that were like water and they had little pumps on and get the hoops over them? That's what they got me instead.
No way. Oh, I remember them. The little things. They're awful.
They were probably more fun than the Game & Watches, though, because it was a bit more of a random thing. There's a random element to it.
I forgot as well is you can't turn them off.
Oh.
The batteries just run out eventually. I just looked it up because I was like, how'd you turn it off? It was making an awful sound.
Oh, and you can't. I had one of my favourite little game. It wasn't a Game & Watch, but it was Mini Munch Man.
And it rings a bell.
It was a Pac-Man, little yellow rectangle, and it was a rip-off of... of Pac-Man, obviously.
There were loads of rip-off
when you're allowed
games,
to rip off them, and copyright laws apparently didn't hold anything.
It looks like Pac-Man, but he's got a long nose.
Yeah, Mini Munch Man. Yeah. I'll show you. Let me show you on the
I think my neighbour had that.
I used to love
Grandstand it, games.
In fact, either the latest or
it's £100.
Yeah, I know. It was only £52. One of the articles I've just written for Retro Gamer is about Mini Munch Man.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah, that's it. I've got to be careful because we're on eBay and I don't want you seeing what I was looking at earlier.
Oh, you mean it's not Mini Munch Man?
It's not Mini Munch Man.
It's got you one of those things with the hoops.
You go put your own water in it. It doesn't even come ready.
All right.
Thank you, Lee. Where was that? Sorry, where was that, please?
It was in my attic next to 3 air rifles that I inherited from my uncle.
Goodbye, killer.
In the arsenal.
This is, turns out we've got a topic, guys. Maybe this is the way forward. And here's the thing. I think this is from Andy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Catherine and I are always prepared to admit when we're wrong. It looks like maybe we're wrong. Looks like maybe we're wrong.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe a bit.
He's looking very smart. Hello, mate.
Look at this.
Hello.
Hello.
Oi, yeah, he's looking smart and he's sounding sharp as.
I'm going to put one ear in.
Sorry, I've turned it down a little bit. We're safe. Hello, mate. How you doing? You're right.
Yeah, I'm all right. This is a topic that's very hit home for me at the moment.
You've moved back to your mum's, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I got a removal firm in to go to London yesterday and basically pack up all of my stuff and bring it over. So the answer to what is currently in the sort of garage utility room area, oh god,
is your home.
I don't know if you can quite see.
Yeah,
lights
yeah.
out. It's all the boxes, except that's not all the boxes.
Uh-oh.
Because there's another 15 or so in my room.
Oh.
And is that everything? Is that your entire life in those boxes?
It is, yeah. Which somehow fit into one bedroom in London, and not, you know, there's like one box of stuff from elsewhere in the house. The rest is.
Oh, Gatford, please don't troll him. Gatford is saying the second best old TV tape show on Twitch. Come on, Gatford, he's having a tough time. Let's not belittle him.
Don't twist the knife.
How are you feeling about it? Because I know, and by the way, if you're on Patreon and stuff, dear listener, I'm doing more of these man up snowflake things, and I'm recording a second one. And Pete, I got your message. I'm not going to divulge any of the contents of it because that is, you know, you haven't given me permission. That's between us. But thank you.
I'm just going to write all that out.
Good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. In fact, maybe I should make that clearer that people can if they want. I won't necessarily reply, but I'll read it all. And I'm glad that you felt that you could write all of that and share that. And hopefully it brought you a little bit of relief. But if it didn't, well, you know, yeah. I had a good old laugh. So
things out your head. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw your.
You did. You tweeted that maybe you might be struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I tweeted yesterday, and the boxes turn up. I will admit, I kind of spiraled into a bit of a panic. I'm okay, sort of, you know, having opened some of the boxes. I mean, inevitably, because I got someone else to do it, sort of blindly, they've not chosen things, and they've not, you know, it's all packed in ways I wouldn't have necessarily. So it's not as much as it looks so far.
Right, okay. Yeah, they've not been as efficient as they could. They just went in and chucked it all in boxes.
Kind of. Well, I mean, you know, I guess they've got to keep everything sort of to weight limits and things and try and keep everything safe as well, which... but, yeah, it's... So far, I'm getting through the boxes quite quickly. I imagine that'll change when I start to get to certain parts of it, but...
Do you have a plan? Or is it you can't make a plan while COVID is ruling the world?
At the moment, I mean, my plan is to not go back to London, but to not stay here in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I expect I'll be here for at least the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, COVID and all the rest of it. And yeah, I mean, as long as things carry on with work and things, I'll probably just try and move somewhere near here. Because
yeah.
Mum's here, my sister and my nephew and niece are sort of 20 miles away. It's I just realised there was no point in me being in London anymore. I never sit, you know, I've got friends and things that I talk to on mostly online, and I never see.
Your work is digital as well, isn't it? So you don't need to be in London.
That's it. My up until last July, my work was partly based in Ealing and White City. And since then, it's not, you know, it's entirely remote. So, yeah, all the reasons just disappear. And that I realised that during the first lockdown. And then sort of when I went back to London from my mum's, it sort of just drove it home how little reason there was for me to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner?
I'm not making it.
No, I'm saying, is this all planned so that mum can do a wicked Christmas dinner for you?
She always does.
Yes, mums are the best.
And, you know, weekly roasts and things. It's, yeah.
Hang in there, man. You're one of the good guys. Have you got anything that you would like to... Have you chosen a particular piece of crap that you would like to show us? Or is it that were the boxes the display of what's in your bedside table?
Bedside table's in there.
I mean, you know, I've got up in the room, I've got sort of half a cupboard full of just boxes of videotapes, but you know about that already. So, yeah.
Hang in there, man. Keep listening, because I think our next caller is in a very similar position to you. Sarah, we are calling you now.
Isn't it funny when you realise you don't need to be in London?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Right, and then a few years later, your marriage falls apart. You go, I wish I was in London.
Well,
Sarah. Oh, we saw you, and then you vanished.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
We can see you. We can see you. We can hear you. We can smell you.
Oh no, well, we can't do that yet. But
I'm not sure you'd want to be honest.
Is it a bit fresh?
Crap from the garage.
Oh, here we go.
All right,
here we go.
Now, this is very timely because a skip arrived today.
Yeah.
And this has not yet made it into the skip, but soon shall. It is the world's most useless fishing net.
Oh, look.
Hey.
With two enormous
She's
holes.
Wearing it. You're going to a Halloween party as a trout.
Well, it could be some sort of art installation, I suppose.
And why... why? Is that yours or is that your mum's? Or
Is it the result of an epic fish struggle between man and fish that you like to recount? Or woman and fish?
There's a load of fishing stuff in the garage and nobody who lives here fishes.
Oh.
I've never been... I would actually quite enjoy going fishing, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing and I don't know anyone who does it. So I don't really feel like just turning up at the side of the canal with a stick and a bit of string and a worm tied to it. But... yeah. I mean, this was worth keeping for 30 years. I think you can agree.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny the crap we keep? And I've got a big box full of chargers and leads, and I went through it a while ago and got rid of loads of stuff. And then I was in bed the other night thinking, I don't think I need anything that's in that box. There's a couple of old hard drives that have got, like, some monkey stuff and some pictures of the kids and stuff. But that's it. And so I'm just going to chuck it all out. I want... My plan, Sarah, is to be free of as much as I can be, because it doesn't bring me happiness.
No, and the more stuff you've got, the more likely you are to misplace things. It makes me so anxious not being able to find stuff. Like today, I wanted to bring some films over and I thought, I've seen them. I've been tidying around them for years, right? I could picture them. Were they there? They weren't there.
They were not there.
And now I feel like I should buy them again just because I can't be bothered to keep looking for them. It's insanity is what it is. And it's not really about the thing, is it? It's about that moment in time when you had the thing.
Yeah, and the other thing is a lot of stuff has been dumped in that garage that, you know, it'll be useful or I'd want to keep it, but I don't have an immediate use for it. And, of course, the garage has been leaking, so loads of stuff is all rotten and mouldy and...
Yeah.
We should have just chucked it in a skip 20 years ago.
Yeah. So. I had a big clear out recently and it was all right. And I'm getting ready for another one. I threw two shirts away today. Two shirts. Not a lot, but it was significant. Except rid of them.
Yeah. Nah. I need to do another clothes clear out, I think.
Hang in there, Sarah. And you, because you mentioned in the chat that you're in the similar position to Pete. What may I ask what that position is?
Thinking about finally actually biting the bullet and getting rid of my room in London.
Right. Because you're staying at your mum's, aren't you? Who's got an Egyptian toilet.
Yeah. partly well because of money and work's dried up, and I don't really have a reason to be in London. If all the things that make living in London worthwhile aren't happening, why be there? But then the thought of, I don't know where else I could sort of go in physically in life.
Whereabouts is mum?
I'm in Surrey, so I'm not even that far outside of London, but it feels like a very provincial place to be.
I know what you mean.
It's hard to go back.
Yeah, you can't go back home. You can't go back home. That's that. Well, you can, but it's that
you won't
it's
feel hard.
You can't settle. But I mean, we moved out of London when the kids were about to start going to school. So that was kind of a practical thing. And I would sometimes I think I'd be nice. I wish I hadn't moved out. But actually, what I mean is, I wish I'd stayed living in the flat I was living in and hadn't got married and hadn't sold that flat. And then blah, 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 blah. That's, you know, unfortunately, that's what happened. But now I'm living out near Aylesbury. I'm not even in Aylesbury. I'm outside it. Way cheaper.
Yeah.
And I don't miss it. And it was a faff when we worked in London, but we could do it with the drive. But now I'm not working in London. I don't miss it. I don't miss it. What do I want? I want a Costa. I want a nice cafe. And I would like a park to go for a walk in. I've got all of that, a fraction of the price.
Yeah. It was nice to be places where, you know, occasionally we'd get people come over, you know, like the whole, you know, people would come over and you'd be able to go and see Bill Murray across the road from where you work and stuff. But it didn't happen often enough to justify the fact I was spending a bloody fortune in petrol. And for the most part, I could have been anywhere. You know?
Sarah, I am seriously considering breaking lockdown restrictions and buying, like, you know, the Cineworld are going bust.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of buying one of the cinemas and creating sort of like a commune, sort of like a commune cult kind of thing. There'll be no drugs, there'll be no sex, but there will be brainwashing and it will probably burn us all to death at some point. Is that something I could interest you in? Can I put your name on the list, please?
No drugs is fine. No sex. Well, there's none of that sort of appearing on the card. So
it's not a massively sexy time anyway, is
nothing
it?
Nothing changes. And you'd be happy living in a cinema and eventually being burnt to death when the FBI try and storm us? I'm going to put that as a maybe.
Listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.